Waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
There's a fella that messages the show every morning, roundabout now. Well, not every morning. He's up and about some mornings. I think it's Derek. Hello, Derek in the van.
Hello, Derek.
He's out. He's one of the early morning delivery people who the world would fall apart without.
There you go.
But every morning he requests something and it's a funny drop from Vic.
I would never put anything strange in my mouth.
He has a list of the quotes. he wants to get copies of these.
I want to know what you're going to end up doing with all those drops, actually.
I don't know. Like, I mean, you literally give us one every day, Vic.
I know. It's not on purpose. Lynette is listening this morning from, I want to pronounce this right, Aarhus in Denmark.
Aarhus, in the middle of our street.
I know, it's
Scottish madness.
It's Scottish. How do you pronounce that? It's double A-R-H-U-S.
Aarhus. It is Aarhus.
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 Aarhus in Denmark. Lynette, good morning to you.
What are you doing in Denmark?
I've never been to Denmark. I'd say it's a really nice place, though.
Where is Denmark again?
Denmark is
it north of Germany, right of Germany, south of Germany? I have to look it up now.
I would like to go. Lynette, I need a bit more information. First of all, are you out there on holiday or are you working out there? And second of all, what's the best thing about Denmark?
Denmark is, yeah, it's north of Germany. It's
okay,
got next stop is Oslo, really. Denmark looks cold. It's just off the North Sea, and it's like where we are, where Cork is. It's kind of linear with Belfast.
Oh right, okay.
So if you were to draw a line from Belfast across, you'll hit the arse end of Denmark.
Okay, yeah, I've never been there. I've spent a bit of time in Germany, all right, but I've never been to Denmark.
Denmark is named after a fella, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
Aarhus.
It's named after Suggs from Madness.
But I need a bit more information, Lynette.
Let me see. Dan of Denmark. That's what Denmark is named after.
Oh, really?
He was a Danish royal, according to Saxo Grammaticus. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Latin is weird.
Can you fly to Denmark from Cork?
I'd say you could swim.
I'm only interested in flights from Cork these days, lads.
I know, yeah.
We had to go from Dublin to Cardiff. Oh
no, forget it. Anything that involves Dublin and travel, no.
Like the flight was 40 minutes and it took us 3 hours to get up to Dublin. And the flight was 40 minutes.
I know, yeah, it's ridiculous.
You're going across the pond. I thought, lads, come on.
No. David Gray tickets, as I promised, coming up in a couple of minutes for you if you want to go to see the man in action. David played Electric Picnic over the weekend. A surprise guest. They put him on the legend stage.
He is a bit of a legend, isn't he?
Oh, he's a complete legend. Yeah. And did you know he is a massive Manchester United fan, which I'm going to have a bit of crack with him later on that one. You're a Manchester United fan, David Gray.
Yeah. It's a troubled part of my soul.
This
so
is
I'm going to allow you to bring it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I did go public with it. I think the reason was the whole thing feels very dark.
Yeah.
I mean, what I've been saying for a few years is we need to go down a couple of divisions, shake off the corporate rubbish, and be utterly reborn.
David Gray's Man United clear out is coming up later on this morning. he has a plan. Most United fans are nodding, going, yeah, you're dead right. Also, if you want to win some tickets for that, give me 5 or 6 minutes. I got a little question, David Gray related, coming up. You'll be the first people in Cork with the first tickets for Live at the Marquee 2026.
Nice.
Before they go on sale on Friday. He's doing 2 dates. And it's everything from White Ladder to all his current albums and loads. Just it's his anthology of classics.
That's great.
I want to talk to you all about trauma this morning. And there's a lot of people out there in Cork carrying a lot of trauma. Sports related trauma. Here we are on the 3rd of September, and I want to know how we're all feeling now since the All-Ireland. Are we just a little bit better? Have we dusted down? I know I was at Caleb's rugby training on Saturday, and there's a gang of dads and we all meet up and just talk about sport generally. And the chat was, how are we feeling? Are we ready for another season of it? One of the dads, Kevin, says he doesn't know if he could ever face into hurling again. He's still pretty shook by the whole thing. I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that are still in the same boat. But we need to go again.
I still wake up screaming in the middle of the night to change the cold sweat.
I have visions of Rory just sitting in a cold shower, rocking backwards and forwards.
Every so often at home, I just scream, and the wife would be like, the All-Ireland final again.
It's the All-Ireland again.
It was a tough one. It was a tough one this year, wasn't it?
I think it was the hardest one ever. I think you're probably right. It floored an entire county. But anyway, we rise again. Yeah. We go again. Pat Ryan has stepped down, as you've heard. He's been talking to Ger McCarthy. There's a brilliant interview on the Big Red Bench podcast for you to go and check out through the website. Go to redfm.ie.
Yeah.
And he's just been asking Pat, like, you know, about stepping down because we have a new manager. We go again.
You know, I just needed a break, to be honest with you. It's been tough kind of couple of 6 months, and I just need a break for myself. And look, I suppose I took my time to make sure that I was making the right decision. And I suppose I was taking, look obviously, and all those things. Look, there's other people involved, and, you know, there's kind of the dog in you that doesn't want to give up. And doesn't want to kind of, you know, when you haven't got what you wanted and kind of, can we go back and do it again? But look, the reality is, look, at this level, you need the energy, you just can't have any little bit of a doubt. And look, I always kind of, when I'm involved in jobs or I'm asked to do something, I always kind of, I do it with two things. And, you know, look, you're better off looking in, thinking you'd love to be in there than being in there and saying, I wish I was out of it. And that was in my head all the time. And look, if you're doing the culture, and look, the other thing is, look, we, as I've said from day one, you don't monopolise the job. You try and make it better. You try and do your best. Thing, we've brilliant people in Cork. There'll be a brilliant person appointed, and you know, I'm looking forward to getting back to matches and having a couple of points. And look, fellas wouldn't believe it. I've actually never watched a match in the premium section, so I'd be looking for two tickets off some.
He's such a legend.
Ah, that's a really honest interview, isn't it?
He's such a gentleman, as Pat Ryan.
Absolutely loved by everybody, and he owes nothing to anyone after the years of graft that he's put into Cork hurling and Cork GAA. So, Pat, enjoy the hurling retirement, and can somebody sort that man out with it? Get him a throne and put it in the premium level section.
I'm sure he's got some contacts. I'm sure he'll be alright.
He'll be grand for tickets. I'm sure. Anyway, we send our best of luck to Ben O'Connor and his new team. Yeah. There's a lot of big names in there. So a lot of the under-20s have stepped up now.
Yeah, his selection team from the under-20s that they won the All-Ireland 2 years ago stepped up. Among them, Ronan Curran, an absolute Bars legend, Cork legend as well. Yeah. So look, it's exciting times, and there was a lot of clamour for Ben O'Connor to get the job when Pat Ryan announced that he was stepping down. He got the job, and we wish him all the very, very best of luck.
Yeah.
We rise again. We go again. Like this is what Cork is all about.
Yeah. I'm ready to love again.
Are you ready to love again?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Where do we find this love?
In a hopeless place.
Not the best link you've ever done, Rory. Friday, tickets go on sale for David Gray, 5th of September, 10 a.m. He played the legend stage at the picnic. He was like a surprise guest over the weekend.
Yeah.
But if you're familiar with anything that David Gray has done, he is the man who's responsible for the biggest selling Irish album of all time, White Ladder.
Yeah.
It's a masterpiece album.
Oh,
it really is.
Such a good album.
Song for song is absolutely brilliant. He's going to be doing the Past and Present Tour, Divine Comedy, Neil Hannon, the man who brought you the Father 10 theme.
Oh, brilliant.
Will be his warm-up act. So that's two incredible live acts in Cork. The first gigs for 2026. And I've got some tickets for you to win in a moment. Do you know about David Gray's football fan tendencies, do you?
Yeah, you mentioned it earlier. You're not happy about that, I'd say, are you?
You do, you boo. I just feel sorry for the lad. You're a Manchester United fan, David Gray.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it's a troubled part of my soul. I'm going to allow you to bring it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I did go public with it. I think the reason was the whole thing feels very dark.
Yeah.
I mean, what I've been saying for a few years is we need to go down a couple of divisions, shake off the corporate rubbish, and be utterly reborn. There's something ill about the club. I've been going to see United on my dad's shoulder since I was about 3 years old. So I'd say I saw them go down. You know, I can't really remember it, but I remember kids taunting me in the playground, City fans in Manchester when I was growing up. So it was, I've seen lots of eras, but there's something very strange and sort of corporate. And I don't know, the club's basically a big family. It's pretty basic stuff. You can't just get rid of all those people behind the scenes. I don't know what they all think they're doing, but yeah, it's a weird thing. You know, as a little metaphor, when Arsenal sold Highbury, they couldn't build on the pitch because there's so many people's ashes scattered on it.
Oh, wow.
And it's classed as a kind of memorial garden now.
Yeah, of course.
And if you think of what a club actually is, it's an insane venture, really, that makes absolutely no sense. People kicking a pig's bladder around on a pitch and hoping for the best kind of thing. And we all pledge allegiance to the flag. It's not something you can get back out of. It's just completely not. I can't watch anymore. I mean, I end up. You'd laugh until the tears were running down your face if you could watch me watching a Man United game in my own sitting room.
I get a feeling there's going to be a remix of this year's Love, Vic.
Yeah, I'd say you're probably right there.
Dedicated to one football team. All right, yeah. David Gray, 13th and 14th of June, live at the Marquee.
Yeah.
How are you, Gav?
Hi, Casey. How are you?
Gavin McCarthy. Is it your birthday next year on that date, is it?
It's the same. It's Friday the 13th next year will be my birthday, and I think it's the same as David's, if I'm correct.
David Gray's birthday too, your birthday. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
We'll have to get you up on stage with him and you can sing a little version of Happy Birthday to each other.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you got your two tickets, Gavin. Thanks for waking up with us, okay?
Well done,
that's
Gav.
Great, Casey. Thanks a million.
You're going to love it. Take care. Yeah. See you, Gavin.
Thanks a million.
We don't say it enough, but thank you to each and every one of you for waking up with us every morning in Cork. It's a privilege to be here, part of your life, even though we're kind of just noise in the background. You know, whether you're stuck in traffic or you're trying to shepherd 80 kids out the door and get school bags ready and missing shoes and all kinds of chaos. It's basically carbon copy carry on right across Cork, right across every town. But thank you for listening. I got this message this morning from Emer that I want to play out for you, and it's just lovely.
Morning. Thanks. Guys, how are you? So this is going to sound a bit odd, but my dad passed away a few weeks ago, and it's been a very difficult time for us. Now, he had been ill, but we didn't expect him to die so quickly. But today is my first day back at work. So to get into the car and to turn on the radio and to hear your voices, it's just kind of a small bit of normality and a bit of grounding. So just to say, look, it's so lovely to listen to you in the mornings. Makes the world a happier and a brighter place. Have a good day. Thanks, Mill. Bye.
Emer, you have some bits in here.
Oh, Emer.
Yeah. Trying to get back to normality after a bereavement is really, really tough. Emer, you just mind yourself today. Take it really easy. And time, isn't it, they say time is a healer. I know that's a difficult thing to hear when you've just lost somebody so close to you, but it will get a little bit better. And we're just privileged to be part of your life in the morning, Emer. Mind yourself, and to you and your family, thank you for such a lovely message, all right? Take care of yourself.
The €1,000 Pop Quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Hello there, Killian.
How's it going, Casey? How are you?
Not too bad. Killian last joined us in May, and I think you did an 8 or a 9, did you, Kill?
I can't remember. I think so, yeah.
Okay. We need to remedy
that. You're talking about Halloween. My wife booked the tickets for the pumpkin patch for the kids last night.
Oh, she's already done that, has she? Okay.
You're ahead of the curve.
She's already done that. She's there already, yeah.
I bet you're from one of those families now that has the Christmas shopping done and everything. One of those ridiculously teacher kind of organised families. Yeah. You have a spreadsheet for breakfast, don't she? Is that the kind of family you have?
No, we're not quite. I'd say my wife, if she could get away with it, she would, though.
Right, okay.
She's the organised one. The organised one. I'm the disorganised one. I just follow along.
Thank God for some organised people.
It works. It works. You've got to have one to have the other.
Exactly. Chalk and cheese, let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2... What?
Which Irish singer played along side members of the Cranberries over the weekend at EP?
Dermot Kennedy.
Daly's Bridge is more commonly known as what?
Shaky Bridge.
Who did Liverpool beat during the weekend, over the weekend?
Arsenal.
Question number 4. The new film Christie is a film based in what Irish county?
Cork.
Question number 5. What is the only letter in the English language that does not appear in the name of a US state?
Q.
Question number 6. Romeo Beckham is what age today?
Oh God, no idea. 30.
Question number 7. A rump is a type of what?
Meat.
In what state is this year's Ryder Cup going to be held? It's over in America. What state is hosting it?
Michigan.
Number 9. What is the capital of the UAE?
Abu Dhabi.
And Martha Kaufman is one of the writers behind what sitcom? Quickly.
Friends.
Killian, you are so good. My God.
This guy is fire on the quiz.
I'm glad you won there now.
fire on the quiz.
Oh my God, that brain.
Have we got a cheeky grant? Killian's a teacher, I believe, and he just has he's just got a subconscious of millions of facts and figures and answers.
And calm.
Chill,
bro.
Dermot Kennedy is correct. Daly's Bridge is the shaky bridge. Who did Liverpool beat over the weekend? They beat Arsenal. For all the Liverpool fans.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yes, indeed. The new film, Christie, which is getting amazing reviews. Go and see it. Go and support it. It's based in Cork. Q is the only letter in the English language that doesn't appear in a US state. Romeo Beckham today is 23. Yeah, you give him a few years. Rump is a kind of steak. Capital of the UAE is Abu Dhabi. And Martha Cruffman was from Friends, is one of the writers on Friends. It's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, my friend. And are you back to school? Are you back to school today, Killian?
Oh, we're back. Back since last Thursday week.
Whoa, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, how was that 3 months off with pay, full pay for you? Was it okay? Did you survive?
Oh, fine, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Killian, don't listen to him.
I know him.
Well, please do listen to him. I need you to listen.
I'd do his job, but he wouldn't do mine. See, that's the...
Do you want to do a job swap for the day, do you?
Do you know what? Probably no, I wouldn't actually. Do you know that? Fair enough.
I'd love to be a teacher for the day.
A lot of people can do your job.
Yeah, listen, go on. Yeah. Lovely talking to you again, Killian. We'll see you another day. All right, buddy?
Okay,
take care. Bye.
Let's go.
With McDonald's, best mornings start with a sausage and egg McMuffin, served until 11 a.m.
The Back to School Blitz, Red FM.
Hello, Holly, how are we?
Hi, Casey, I'm good, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Are you okay getting out of bed at this hour in the morning, Holly?
I'm getting a bit used to it. I thought I was past the school starts, but obviously not. But I'm getting back into the swing of it now.
Listen, we'd be lost without you, one of our legendary repatrollers. Where in the world are you this morning? We're doing another breakfast show blitz. What part of the world are you in?
We're in Ballinhossig now this morning.
Okay.
All right, very good. Now, a little family got a surprise call to say we were on the way to pick them up. Who have you got there with you?
So we have Alicia here, who's 10, and we also have her younger brother, Jonica, who's 8, and we also have the Bernese Mountain Dog, Lisa, as well here with us.
They have a Bernese Mountain Dog called Lisa.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
That's a horse, not a dog. The dog could take them. The dog, they can actually put the kids up on the dog and to bring them to school. Oh, my God, I love those dogs so much. They're amazing.
How cool is that?
Can we have a little chat with Alicia? So please, if you don't mind.
Hi.
Hello, Alicia.
Hi.
Alicia, tell me about your doggy.
Lisa is 7.5 and she loves wearing the Red FM bucket hat.
I need a photograph of Lisa with a Red FM bucket hat on. Can you arrange that for me, Alicia?
Yeah, we'll send you a picture of her with the bucket hat on.
Well done.
Now, what does she eat? Does she eat other small children?
No.
No, okay.
She doesn't eat small children.
Okay, all right, that's good.
What does she eat?
Dog food, and she eats apples and then spits them out most of the time.
Oh,
all right, okay. So she's fond of the apples too. Alicia, can you drive?
No.
Okay, that's a shame, because you're about to learn now in a few minutes. We're joking. You're going to be chauffeured VIP style. Oh. You and Dunica. You're going to Ballygarvan National School. If you're in Ballygarvan National School this morning, be at the gates. We'll be there in about 15-20 minutes.
Yeah.
And Alicia, you got your school bag full of goodies, I hope, right?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And we took care of Dunica, and Mum and Dad are getting some McDonald's vouchers.
Right.
Get into the Red FM car. You're going to be late. Go, 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 go. Bye, Alicia.
Bye. Bye.
Mix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Okay, don't worry. We're talking about traitors. I've been assured. Absolutely. No spoilers. By Victoria.
There will be no spoilers this morning. I've been bustling away for you all in the back office there now.
Okay.
And I've got a few bits for you. So one contestant became the second murder victim last night.
Mm-hmm.
The task was a search for 200 gold bars, and that's to add to the 4K prize pot that they already have. There was a big twist last night. Some of the masked guards on the task were revealed, and that pair were eliminated by Andrew before the game even began on day one.
Mm-hmm.
The group were told they had the chance to bring one of them back into the game by the process of a vote. They chose this player, and he re-entered the game with the shield, giving him the option to give it to another player to protect them from Murder. So if you can give me the male clip, please.
I'm totally lost and I have to catch up on this.
Yep.
Here we go.
Welcome back to the game. You will be exempt from both banishment and murder this evening. You're probably all wondering whether he has returned as a faithful or as a traitor. I'm afraid I cannot give you that information. What I can say, however, is that he has a shield. A shield protects any player from murder tonight. Now you can make a song and dance about who you want to give it to, or you can keep it close to your chest. It's up to you.
I'll keep it for a while now.
That's fine. So I'll leave you, Alice. You have much to discuss.
It's kind of like human chess, this game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Different moves, different grooves.
Yeah.
And
then there was a second round table and the three traitors experienced pressure from both of the group and each other.
Yeah.
So the traitors basically were starting to turn on each other now too. So okay. This is like proper Lord of the Flies.
Do they feed them, or is there Hunger Games kind of to it as well?
I think they do feed them, but this player now had the most votes and therefore was banished. Give me the second clip, please.
You have been banished from the castle. Before you go and reveal whether you are a faithful or a traitor, do you have anything to say to your fellow players?
You're all great crack. Have a ball. I came here to play a game and I played it. And I am, and always have been, a faithful.
It's just she fell over so many lives.
Yet again, you have picked a faithful.
Okay, now, so another faithful gone. So you can catch up on all of that on the RT Player if you're not watching it live every night. So it's Sunday, Monday and Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Not on tonight now, obviously.
Won't be on now until this coming Sunday. I tell you what, though, Siobhan McSweeney's playing a blinder.
Yeah, she's in proper characters, isn't she?
She's going to be back for... There's obviously will be another series, but she will be back, I guarantee you, to front that next series. Now, Kim Kardashian has been talking about her kids and schooling, and she's made her feelings very clear on whether she agrees or not with homework. Have a listen.
Okay.
I don't believe in homework.
That's why.
But I'm going to tell you why. Because,
you got to go home.
Kids are in school for 8 hours a day. When they come home, they need to also then do sports, have a life, spend time with their family. I think the homework should be left for, in school. I think he should be doing the work. Definitely do the work, but just not... homework.
I agree with her 100%.
Yeah, I saw actually a clip on Instagram a couple of months ago by Dr. Niamh O'Connor. She's brilliant and she pretty much said the same thing. Coming from a GP.
There shouldn't be homework till secondary school when they're actually in state exams and whatnot.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many parents around the place do have the same opinion. And if that's the case, why aren't they listening?
I'm sitting down doing maths with Fia, my 12-year-old, and I'm going...
I know, yeah.
Hey, Google.
I know.
What is going on?
Like that, Casey. It's not just you.
Not a clue.
But I agree with you. I definitely think there is room to eliminate homework until the start of secondary
school. For the smallies, they don't need it. They spend enough in school. Now, mind you, is that Kim Kardashian trying to get all the kids of the world on board because she's about to launch Kid Skims or something like that? Is that what's going on?
Maybe.
Wouldn't be surprised.
KC. Red FM. Love waking up in Cork.